Then they had this other guy, Big J. McNeely. He was a saxophone player.
Roger!
Drop torpedo, Blimp!
Dig that cat! He's...
Nervous! 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 Nervous!
Other than that, I was a disc jockey on WROX, and I used to love country. That was my favorite music, hillbilly.
Your cheating heart will make you weep. You'll cry and cry and try to sleep, but sleep won't come the whole night through. Your cheating heart will tell on you. When tears come down like falling rain, you'll toss around and call my name. You'll walk the floor I do. Your cheating heart will tell on you. Pine someday and crave the love you threw away. The time will come when you'll be blue. Your cheating heart will tell on you. When tears come around and call my name. walk the floor the way I do. Your cheating heart will tell on you.
You were listening to the country greats, not the stuff there is today. You were listening to Hank Williams.
Yeah, right.
Kitty Wells.
Yeah, all that stuff, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they had specialty label in them days and
right.
All of the, those big 78 records. And, anyway.
SM Nashville.
KLAC, WLAC, Gene Nobles.
John Richburg.
Gene Nobles. Gene Nobles is going. No, it's wrong. I did a thing go with him. I'm sorry. I was playing the wrong song with it. Was his theme song.
That's it.
Wow, that's way back there, man.
I used to hang out with those guys.
Huh?
When I promoted records for Mercury, I used to go up at Roulette. I promoted. I used to take records up to John Richburg, Hoss Man, Gene Nobles.
Man, you've been here a long time.
And
Dewey Phillips on Red Hot and Blue.
That's right.
Both of these guys are dating themselves.
And anyway, I remember one time you and I had a conversation in your office down at Bollock Sound. And I was asking you then, who did you admire? As a producer. And you told me that one of your favorite songs was Brian Wilson's Good Vibrations.
You know I laugh sometimes. But anyway.
I've heard.
I think that, in my opinion, the two greatest records I've ever heard in my life was Good Vibrations by the Beach Boys and that song Who Are You?
By the Who?
By the Who.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's by my
There's, you can have a tempo, this whatever tempo. Within that one tempo, there's, you can cut it in half, and you can cut that in half, and then you can speed up. You can go from 8th to 16th, 30th, on up, up to the speed of a airplane motor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's, but yeah, but you may not, you won't be able to separate it in your mind because it's going so fast. But it's the same thing, and. Like, the general public don't really know stuff like that, but if you listen to Good Vibration, there's nine. When they start saying, good, good, good vibration, then they go to the part that says, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And your mind, it slows down there, but it's the same tempo. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And if they say, I'm picking up good vibration. She's picking up, na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. To you, it's slowed down, but it's all the same. They got nine different
tempo changes.
Tempos in that one song, but it's all one.
All one tempo.
And if you listen to Who Are You, same thing.
Home.
very analytical when it comes to records. And
yeah,
those are two records that really fascinated me. I remember one time we was in Bolick, and we had 17 people out there in the studio, and they all were singing, Irene, good night. And would you believe that Ann Thomas was singing in between keys?
No way.
Yeah, it takes talent to do that.
That's
look at they will pay you to keep that record off the radio. I think I have that here somewhere.
Man getting killed.
Yeah.
No, but that's a good way to make money, man. They'll pay you to keep it off the radio.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. It's hard to do. If you're a good singer, it's hard to sing out of tune.
Yeah. It's hard to sing out of key, man. She's completely out of key. Don't know it. And that's the way I could tell when she was Ike-ing on stage, man. Whenever I would hear something off, you know, like I can tell when anything is flat or horn or either some guy, his lips is making blow his horn sharp. Yeah. I can hear that. And I would hear, whenever I would hear something out of tune on stage, I would always know, look over at Ann and say, shut up. She had them big veins. She done got all happy and the big veins be done puffed out of her.
I can't wait till she hears this.
She gonna hear this.
Oh, yeah. Now, you've been around the world tons of times.
Yeah.
In the United States, in Europe, Singapore, all those places. Where is your favorite audience so far, today? Where was the best gig that you had, the most fun you had, and the best audience?
Oh, I know you hope I said Lausanne.
No, Los Angeles?
Yeah.
No. And that was me in the
front row. Let's see. That I like the most?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I don't know. I don't really know.
I'm just trying to
I tell you what was
with anybody that doesn't live there, that's all.
I don't know, man. I like playing everywhere in Europe, really. But I had a few places that was a challenge to play, like Cologne.
Cologne, Germany.
Yeah, that was because they will egg you. At least they don't throw eggs over there. They just start when you start doing something they don't like, they'll start stomping.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it was a challenge to me to always play there because they had a group on some group from America that was on the show with us, and man, I felt so sorry for that group, and they could never get two lines out before they start stomping. And Jesus, what group was that? And so anyway, they had got stumped some nights before that, so I just paid them for the tour. I don't forget who they was. Man, they was from America. They real big in America. But, you know, and anyway, that was a challenge. And then here in America, you got Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
And if you play the Baltimore Theater, they especially bring eggs and tomatoes in there. So you get up on stage and you do
that's
anything.
Right.
You better, other words, you better keep the show interesting. I don't care how good you are, because you can be real, real good. And they get bored after so long. This is why right now on our stage in 1 hour we do 25 to 32 songs.
Without medleyizing them, or you just
we do the songs. We do
just bang bang. Yeah, I learned that.
Because otherwise we don't give them a chance to get bored with nothing.
No, I learned from Mike that a song shouldn't be separated by more time than it takes to put a rim shot down to bam. That's all it should take, and that is true. It keeps it now. I can't imagine you ever having been egged or tomatoed.
No, not my life.
In your entire life.
No, we're knocking wood. Go
for
it.
Thank you. Empty there. Well, but have you ever played the Apollo, for instance?
Yeah, the Apollo was a slave house. Today is today people look at the Apollo like they used to look at the Ed Sullivan show.
Mm-hmm.
But the Apollo, man, was a slave house. You do 28 shows a week in there. Whenever you go to the Apollo, 28 shows on Sunday. You do shows back to back all day from 11 o'clock in the morning.
Variety, different acts.
Yeah, in other words, if they got six acts, as soon as the six act come off, you back on.
Mm-hmm.
Box theater, man.
That
did the same thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I know the Apollo, man, was a slave house. That's what we call it. It's back in Jackie Wilson, all those days back in. Mm-hmm. The guy put out Mother in Law.
Mm-hmm. There's a certain girl I've been after a long, long time.
What's her name?
Can't tell you.
No.
I can't reveal her name until I get her.
What's her name?
Can't tell you.
No.
I try time and time again. We end up as nothing but friends.
Songs, you know, because other words, you know, it's like this guy Otis Rush. I didn't know that I was the first somebody to ever record him until he told me what a few years ago. I recorded him at Copa Records, and the same night I recorded, we were taking down the lead from Copa Records recording, and that guy wanted me to produce a record. He gonna give us $25 a piece. And it would only take me like 5 minutes or something to do a record. So I sat down and wrote the song Matchbox.
Oh, yeah.
Which is the song that John Lane did.
I'm the